Friday. And that can only mean one thing. It's time for the best of Sell or Die.
The best nuggets of sales wisdom every week. All in one place.
A sales slap in the face. A sales refresher.
I feel refreshed.
I can tell. And if you want to go back and listen to the full episodes, we've made it easy. There are links to each of the episodes right in the show notes.
If you love the podcast, if you're a true Sell or Diehard, and you haven't given us a 5-star review on iTunes yet,
what are you waiting for?
Seriously, Friday is the best day to do it. It helps us so that we can help you.
It's time for the best of the best, the cream of the crop, the creme de la creme, sales grade A red meat. It's time
to sell or die.
Diehards, welcome the great Mike Dillard.
You know, a lot of people struggle to make the sales that they're hoping for, and they're hoping for that $6 million a year, right? But what kept you going that whole time?
The thought of having to work for someone else for the rest of my life was infinitely more painful than the significant amount of pain I went through for those 5 years. I lived in a $300 a month apartment. I didn't have any furniture for years. I did my laundry at a laundromat with quarters. Every dollar I made, I bought books and courses or went to training events. And it was super painful, and it was a huge struggle to keep trying and keep trying and fail and fail and fail and fail. The single biggest, you know, turning point was what I mentioned earlier, was deciding to invest in myself and not stop thinking about the business and start investing in myself and mastering the skill set. And for me, again, it was copywriting and AdWords. And once you actually master the skill that you can start to apply, whether it's for your own business or even somebody else's, that builds confidence and it starts to build momentum. I remember one of the first things that I did as I was learning Google AdWords and how to code a web page was, you've either got a lot of time or you've got a lot of money. For me, I had a lot of time. I did not have a lot of money. And so I would go to my upline members who did have money and very little time. And I'd say, hey, I'll run a lead generation campaign for you. If you'll take care of the ad spend, I'll run the campaign and manage that. And I would add on a dollar extra per lead for my cost. So if I could generate, you know, 50 leads per day for them, I'd put $50 in profit in my pocket and get paid to essentially learn how to use AdWords. And so that was just one of those little turning points that really sent me down the right direction. And then copywriting was the other big piece that really allowed me to write effective ads, landing pages that converted, emails that, you know, persuaded people to take action. And it's, that's it. If you come to me and you ask me what's the secret to success, I'm going to ask you, what skill have you mastered? 99 out of 100 times, the answer I get back is, I don't know, or nothing.
Yeah, exactly. Who else besides Dan Kennedy helped you in writing?
You know, Gary Halbert, Perry Marshall, Jay Abraham, David Ogilvy. I mean, Scientific Advertising, Claude Hopkins.
Oh, there's, yeah. Claude Hopkins is like the original, you know.
Yeah, I mean, there's stuff that goes way back to the 30s, 40s, and 50s. And the real secret to learning how to write copy for me was to write out their sales letters by hand. So most of it today is done in video form. So you can use a service like rev.com to transcribe sales videos that you know are doing really well. You're seeing them everywhere. You're seeing them for a long period of time. A lot of sales webinars, I'll just have those transcribed. And if you really want to master copywriting, just write those out by hand and do that every day for 6 months to a year. And you'll really just internalize that skill set and the storytelling structure, the calls to action. And I don't even know I mean, I know how to write copy these days, but I just do it without thinking about it at this point. So
how did you know that that was the skill for you to pursue? Like, I'm trying to think about how can our diehards, if they haven't figured out their skill to pursue, how do they even get there?
Well, it's kind of like the name of your show. you have to sell. And until you sell, nothing happens. And there's no way around that. So for me, it was the thought of selling to people in person or from stage was petrifying. So my other option was to do it without talking to people, and learning how to write a sales page and emails and a video script was the only other way to go about that. And the neat part is that you can do it at scale. So back in those days when I was in that industry, the top earners that were getting the awards on stage, making 6-7 figures, were all masters of selling over the phone. That was the most prevalent sales tool we had back then. The challenge was is that you have no leverage. The best in the world might be able to make 10 sales a day after being on the phone 8 to 10 hours a day, maybe more. But they're capped by the number of people they talk to on a daily basis. Where all of a sudden I came in and I put a 20-page sales letter online, and now I'm presenting it to 1,000 people a day without talking to anyone, I win every single time. And so that book ended up really changing that industry because it introduced network marketing to internet marketing for the first time, and that's really what put me on the map.
Please welcome the great Jay Bear. It's his second time on the show.
How do I know if my company even has a talk trigger?
Well, they probably don't, because if they had one, you'd know about it.
Exactly.
So how do I create it?
Endemic about that idea. So what you want to do is first understand that not every differentiator can be a talk trigger. Okay, we in the book we talk about the four R's, the four requirements for a talk trigger. I'll go through it real quickly. First is it has to be remarkable. Okay, that's non-negotiable. And what I mean by that is, in the words of Seth Godin, it has to be worthy of remark. It is a story worth telling. If everybody has seen it before, it becomes perfunctory and mundane. It no longer has any storytelling power. So it has to be remarkable. Second thing, it has to be repeatable. And what I mean by that is we are addicted right now in business to this notion of surprise and delight, where you take one customer in one circumstance and you do something really special for them. Some sucker checks into a hotel room and there's like a live panda bear on the bed and there's a eucalyptus tree for it to eat or whatever. And this hotel hopes that this guy is going to share it on Facebook and then it's going to go on Reddit. And then, you know, the MSNBC is going to call him or some BS like that. Like, look, that could work. Or you may just have like a panda rental invoice. But either way, that's not a strategy, right? That's a lottery ticket. And I don't do that. I'm a strategist, right? So a talk trigger is available to every customer. That's why it's repeatable. And it delivers conversations every day, week, month, quarter, year. This is not going viral. This is not a stunt. I'm not in the stunt business. I'm in the strategy business, okay? So has to be remarkable, has to be repeatable. Third thing, has to be reasonable. Right? Especially in business, and sales does this a lot, we try to shock and awe customers and say, hey, here's how we're going to get them to notice us. We're going to do something really big. We're going to have a contest, right? And somebody's going to win a Caribbean island or some BS like that, right? And when you give customers experiences that are too grand, it actually doesn't create conversation. It backfires. It creates suspicion. And the conversation doesn't launch. So you don't want it to be too big. I talked about DoubleTree. Right? They give out, this is true, 75,000 cookies a day, guys.
Whoa.
We did a huge research project on this for the book, right? I spent a ridiculous amount of money talking to people who have stayed at a DoubleTree. 34% of them have told a story about that cookie, which means today, as we're recording the show, 22,500 stories will be told about DoubleTree cookies today. And another 22,500 tomorrow and the day after and the day after. Companion question, when's the last time you saw a DoubleTree ad?
Yeah, you don't. But wouldn't you think somebody else would give out a fucking cookie?
You would think, right? But I think it's so endemic to their brand now that it's almost too hard to go. It would be so obvious that somebody was trying to steal it that I think they have such a moat around it. It does happen. We can talk about that later.
Yeah, but if they...
circumstances where it gets stolen.
If they did, people would tell their friend, oh, they're just like DoubleTree.
Right, that's it. Yeah, so you get credit anyway, right?
That's true. Exactly. That's
the
true.
The fourth R, so let's recap. We've got remarkable, we have repeatable, we have reasonable, and the fourth one is relevant, okay? The best talk triggers are in context with who you are and what you're about. It's not just randomness, right? It's not like, hey, you know what we should do, guys? We should rent an elephant. So, well, are you a circus? No. Well, that doesn't make any friggin' sense, right?
Do you have a shovel?
Right, exactly. It has to make sense. So there's a locksmith in New York City. His name is Jay Sofer. He's the highest rated locksmith in New York on Yelp. He's actually one of the highest rated businesses in New York of any kind, which is a pretty high bar to clear mathematically, right?
Yep.
His talk trigger works like this. He comes to your apartment, he rekeys it or whatever he does. And then before he leaves, he does a full security audit of the premises, right? Checks every door, every window. Is like, you know what? This one can be jimmied. This lock's a little loose. This is a little dicey here. Does this full audit for nothing, totally for free. He's hugely popular in New York. That is his talk trigger. Makes sense, right? He's a locksmith that does security audits. Now let's think about the last two things I told you if they were somehow magically reversed in a parallel universe. Imagine Jay Sofer works on your locks. And then he says, Jeffrey, hey, before I go, would you like a warm chocolate chip cookie that I baked in my locksmith van?
Yeah, no. That's going to be enough.
No, I'm not interested in that. And I'm also weirded out by this entire idea.
Exactly.
Or if you went to DoubleTree and they said, hey, before you get to your room, would you like us to do a thorough security audit of your room? You would be like, no. And if that's required, I'm going to leave now. Right. So, yeah. So locksmith, security audit, hotel, cookie, it all kind of makes sense. Right?
But take it one step further, though. Suppose the locksmith said for $25, I'll give you a security audit.
Yeah. Then it's not talkable, right? Because you expect that. It's just a service.
My history professor, modern European history professor, I had one of those guys that had the little white foam at the side of his mouth, you know?
Yeah.
You can, if you've been to college, you know exactly what I'm talking about. He said, as I was fading in and out of consciousness one day, the date in history doesn't matter. What happened in response to that date, that's history. And so you look at something like that we'll all know about, 9/11, we're still responding to that. It's still making history. So think about, don't worry about the date, worry about the outcome, worry about the response, and that will teach you how to be a better human being. Because if you respond negatively, you're going to become a negative person, period. You're going to march in the street about all the shit that's not right. In the meantime, you can't make a car payment. Like, dude, that's not what life is about.
Yeah.
What life is about is first become successful, then tell me what's wrong.
Yeah.
In the meantime, you know, keep your own closet clean.
Well, that's what Jordan Peterson's become very popular now because he says, clean your room. I mean, that's a very basic thing. Get your room clean, right? And although he's controversial in some ways, that message is, you know, who could argue with it, right?
Nobody can. My statement has always been people who live in tin houses shouldn't throw can openers. Yeah. And that way it makes it much easier to understand.
Well, to your point about reaction, one of the things that I really loved that you said early on when I was here with you in the studio is that you said back in the day, you would say, it's not about what happens after the smoke clears, it's what happens as the smoke clears.
Mm-hmm.
It's how you react in that moment, right? And so again, this is where we have to start. This is what we have to work ahead of time on how we frame things, on how we look at the world, our attitude, how we train ourselves cognitively to be able to confront and succeed in those challenges before they happen. We have to have the tools now, so when we have those scenarios pop up in our lives, we're ready and we're practiced. So check this out. So you backdoor personal development through sales.
Yes.
Someone like Dave Ramsey, you know, he'll backdoor personal development through personal
money.
Finance.
Yeah.
Money, right?
Mm-hmm.
Okay.
He's a smart guy, by the way.
Smart guy. Yeah, yeah. Real smart guy. Very good totally. At what he does. Whereas we're now backdooring it through fitness. What we've noticed, and I'm working with a guy who's a big influencer in the CrossFit space, and he's our business partner, Mike Bledsoe. You know, he saw this personal development as part of CrossFit or as part of functional fitness from an earlier time. He said that, you know, he came to me and said, Adam, if I never show another person how to squat again, it'll
You're
be totally fine.
Yeah,
he's
yeah.
like, it's totally, because the people that I train, the people that I coach, their true issue is their approach to life, their lens, their framing, as we've talked about earlier. And what I want to do is give them the tools to be able to stay fit, regardless of what that definition of fitness is for their life, for the rest of their life.
Just keep this in mind, diehards. All the people that we've talked about today, including me and Adam sitting at the microphone, have at our core, no matter what the subject is, no matter what the expertise that you're trying to learn is, it's all about the foundation that you've built in the way you dedicate yourself to the way you think in order to be able to be the best you possibly can be, the happiest that you possibly can be, and ultimately the wealthiest you possibly can be. It's all about your personal development, not just what you're trying to get good at. So we will leave you with that. And
hey, hit me up at adam@enlifted.me. I have to sell, right? Always be closing.
Okay.
Hit me up at adam@enlifted.me.
That's an easy one.
Yeah, it's super easy.
Yeah.
Enlifted spelled like this, enlifted.me. And I'll hook you up with a coupon code. $147 course is the usual price. I'll give it to you for $99. Hit me up.
Cool.
Sales. Always be closing. Hey, ask for the sale. I sat in that studio how many years getting this
true.
Message?
That's true. That's
it's a great course. I'm very excited about it.
That's very true.
You'll be too.
You know,
if you're not an athlete.
Adam learned how to be a salesperson literally by osmosis, sitting in the studio and editing hours and hours and hours worth of stuff from not just me, but from all the people that we had in the studio. The Ray Liones of the world, the Ty Boyds of the world, the
Harvey
Dennis
McKay.
Whitley, Harvey McKay's of the world. Yeah, they all came through the studio and they all gave their version of their message, which always had at its core, you got to have a great attitude. You got to believe you can. You got to work on yourself harder than you work on your job. This has been a Sell or Die Extra. If you like it and you like the show and you like all the information that's inside of it, go to the GittimerLearningAcademy.com and subscribe. What are you doing? What's this noise?
I'm going to GittimerLearningAcademy.com to subscribe.
Way to go. Way to go. You can also subscribe to Sell or Die on Overcast if you have an iPhone. Or if you don't, go to the store and get an iPhone. Or if you don't, go to iTunes or Stitcher. And come back every single Tuesday for a full Sell or Die episode with expert sales analysis that will help you do the one thing you're hoping for, make more sales.
This has been a presentation of the Sell or Die Network. For more podcasts that you can take out into the street and turn into money, visit sellordienetwork.com.